Today we remember Abraham. We do so from a reading about one of his descendants, Jacob. Our reading for today is from Genesis chapter 28, verses 10 through 17. Jacob left Beersheba and went towards Haran. And he came to a certain place and stayed there that night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones of the place, he put it under his head and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, there was a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and to your offspring. Your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in you and your offspring shall all families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? There is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, peace, and mercy to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Jacob must have been exhausted. Because of his and his mother's teamwork in deceiving his father Isaac, the entire household was in disarray. Jacob was on the run to Haran, some 500 miles away, to find safety while the dust settled and his twin brother cooled down. For who could blame Esau for having the desire to kill Jacob after stealing their father's blessing that was meant for Esau? The blessing meant everything. Wealth? Authority? A life of privilege? The promises given to Abraham of God's rich blessings given to the next generation and the opportunity to pass it on to their heir. Also, Jacob wrestled with, perhaps, guilt. Guilt in that he was overwhelmed by the grace of his father Isaac in forgiving him for what he had done to deceive him. For we can understand Isaac being outraged by his son Jacob, but rather Isaac humbly accepted the way things had turned out and was reconciled to him and gave him and spoke the blessing upon him. For God had intervened. God had stepped in so that his good purpose was served. His mother, Rebekah, she and Jacob had plans for him to leave Canaan and go to her relatives for a short time. But yet Jacob would not return until 20 years later. He left as Jacob, the heel grabber or the cheater, the one who is determined to get ahead of the other person, even if that meant taking unfair advantage of him. But he returned 20 years later as Israel, the one who strives with God. For God produced great change. As with his forefather Abraham, God would work on his hard heart. A part of God's training program for Jacob was to help him wrestle against his own sinful nature, his inclination to deceive, to seek his own advantage at the expense of others. For God let Jacob experience this at the hands of Laban, the results of the deception he had played out on his father. Jacob had to learn the difficult way. For God checked those sinful impulses to help Jacob drown his own sinful nature. For unchecked, they would only hamper his spiritual growth as God's child and heir of the promise. God also taught Jacob that he could trust God's promises just as Abraham and Isaac had learned. Instead of informing Jacob that his dishonesty disqualified him from being the heir of the messianic promises, God let him hear those promises again. First from the lips of his aged father, and then directly from the lips of God. By faith, the apostle tells us in the book of Hebrews, Isaac blessed Jacob with the full messianic promise. May God Almighty give you and your descendants the blessings given to Abraham. God's descendants would grow into a large nation and would take possession of the land in which Jacob now lived in as an alien. Through one great descendants, Jacob would become a community of peoples. Surely this promise of God to this undeserving deceiver strengthened a new life of faith, struggling to survive and grow within the heart of Jacob. For our text finds Jacob on the road for several days and at the sunset, and he was weary and lonely. And in that place, the God of Abraham and Isaac meets him there. The exhausted traveler is given words so that he will not lose heart. The Savior God fortified his promise to him with a vision of a ladder into heaven on which God's angels were descending and descending, carrying Jacob's needs and requests to God and returning with God's help and assurance. Friends in Christ, God is continually working that change in us. His Holy Spirit works in us to wrestle with our sinful self that we might be refined and formed in Christ. And to us, the often lonely, frightened traveler, Jesus speaks his promise. I am with you and will keep you wherever you go. I will not leave you until what I have done, what I have promised you. In Christ, all nations now share in the blessings originally promised to Abraham and transmitted to Jacob. God brings about unexpected change in our own lives as he conditions us to drown our sinful self and take on the new life in Christ given to us in our baptism. God changes the hearts and minds of people we categorize as hopeless because he is a God of hope and miracles. God calls the weary traveler, exhausted from wrestling with their sin, into his holy presence by his grace. How awesome is this place? God is here with us, and he has opened wide the gates of heaven. In Christ's name, amen.